This Saturday, March 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the New College of Florida Archaeology Lab and Time Sifters Archaeology Society will be hosting, as part of Archaeology Month, a program called Archaeology Fest and Voices from Native Florida. This event will feature tours, lectures, demonstrations, and hands-on learning, films, and more, including a lecture at 11 a.m. by C. Randall Daniels, also known by his Creek name, Sakim, carrier of traditions of the Apalachicola. Organizations from around Sarasota and Manatee will be participating. For more information, I'm speaking with New College Professor of Anthropology, Dr. Uzi Baram, Director of the New College Public Archaeology Lab. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the inspiration for putting together the Archaeology Fest, and is this the first one or have there been multiple?
This is the third time the New College Public Archaeology Lab and Time Sifters have organized the Archaeology Fest, and we're hoping lots of folks from the community come out to the New College campus so that they can learn about and engage the history and ecology of this region. There's a surprising amount of history in Sarasota Manatee, and the festival means to give people a chance to engage it.
And what kinds of activities can people expect to engage in at this year's Archaeology Fest?
People have a chance to tour the New College Public Archaeology Lab to see archaeological analysis in action. They also will have the opportunity to engage in demonstrations of Native American and pre-industrial technology, everything from flint knapping and atlatl throwing to seeing a blacksmith in action. We'll have activities for children, a scavenger hunt, but also a lecture by Sakim, a video on the research for the Angola community, and a chance to meet some of the volunteers and staff from about a dozen organizations that focus on history and ecology in this region.
And what are some of the specific topics that will be discussed or highlighted during the lecture or through the fest overall?
I think the key is a sense of just the rich history that we have here in Sarasota, Manatee, that going back at least 12,000 years, people have lived in this area. At one point, there was a rich culture flourishing that's actually named after the region. The Manasota peoples built impressive temple mounds and engaged in lots of fishing. And then a sense of the early 19th century world that I've been doing my own research on, the Cuban rancho fishing industry, the maroon community, the runaway slave community of Angola, and the initial Anglo-American settlers who lived on the shores of Sarasota Bay. It's a chance for people to learn about this material, to see some of the artifacts, and to talk with people who are doing the primary research.
And do you think that those who attend may leave this event with a different perspective of Florida's history and their sort of involvement in it?
Yeah, our greatest hope in having this free festival on Saturday the 16th is that people will leave having a better sense of the great diversity of history that is on the shores of Sarasota Bay and the Manatee River. Hopefully they have a sense of how much we have to do to protect the cultural resources, the remains of the ancient peoples who have been here. And primarily, it's a real key part of heritage that the more that we know about what's been here before us, the more connected we feel to a place and to get a sense of the significance of this place. And so many of the activities, many of the learning components are there to kind of get people more engaged in Sarasota and Manatee by appreciating its past.
And before we go, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I'd like to add that it's a free festival. My colleagues at Time Sifters are going to have free hot dogs and lemonade to give away as long as they last. And so people should come, whether they want to come for the lectures or the videos, or they want families want to bring their children. There should be events and activities for the whole range of people in the Sarasota Manatee community.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Professor Baram.
Thank you for having me.